Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. We are up to Sif Tezvav. We're on page Mem Tes, the second to last line. We're about to turn on to page 98. The Mechaber says in Sif Tezvav, Kiddush, a person may Kiddush, V'kodem she'ta'am hifsik b'dibur. And before he drank any of the wine, he made a hefsik by speaking. The din is chozer umuvarech bari priagofen. He must make a new bracha bari priagofen. The eino tzarech lachzu ulekadish, but the bracha that he made of kiddush, he does not need to repeat. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us that a person made kiddush, so he made two brachos, the bari priagofen and the bracha of kiddush, and then he spoke before he drank. He must repeat the bari priagofen, but he does not need to repeat the kiddush. V'hu adin im nishbach hakos kodem shiito mimenu. The same din is true if he didn't speak, but rather the cup spilled before he had a chance to drink from it. So yavi kos acher umavarech alav bari priagofen ve'eino tzarech lachzor lekadesh. So the cup spilled, he must bring another cup of wine, make a new bari priagofen, but he does not need to make a new bracha of kiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ayin Hey Hisik B'dibur. If his hefsek of dibur was things that had to do with the suda, the kosher came b'dvarim hashayochim la kiddush. Certainly, if the speaking that he did had to do with the kiddush, lo have a hefsek b'di'eved. That is not considered a hefsek b'di'eved. The eino tzarach lachzur levarach. He does not need to go ahead and even make a new bari priagofen. In note 83, he points out very importantly, Uleinyan Hashomim, in terms of those who are listening to the Kiddush to be Yotzei, in Mutter Lehem Lahasik Bedibur Kodem Sheshasa HaMekadish Mlolugmov. A lot of times a person is listening to someone make Kiddush or Abdullah, and he speaks before the person drinks. So what's the halach over there? So Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe, Shelechavchiwa Osir Hadover. Even the shomim cannot speak until the one who makes the kiddush or the abdallah drinks his mulmlugmav. Mishum shigam shtias hakos chelik mehakiddushi. The drinking of the kos is a chelik of the kiddush, and therefore even other people should not speak until he drinks the proper shir. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sekotan Ayinvav Ve'ino Tzara Lachzor LaKaddish. So if he spoke not in the inyan, the kiddush or the suda, he must make a new bracha bari pragafen, but he doesn't have to make a new kiddush. The hefsek einu megareya elo birchas bari priagofen. This hefsek of dibur that he did does not take away from anything except the bari priagofen. Mipnei shesoch ben bracha latiima, because he made a speech between the bracha and the eating. Aval hakiddush kvar yotza, but the bracha of kiddush he was already yotzei. Shahaya ala kos kadin, the bracha of kiddush was done ala kos properly. V'yishtena ata achar bracha, and now he'll drink the wine after he makes the second bracha bari priagofen, but the speaking does not affect his kiddush, it only affects his drinking of the wine because of the bari priagofen, so he must repeat the bari priagofen, but not repeat the kiddush. So katan ayin zayin, he makes a new bracha of bari priagofen if the wine spilled and they had to pour a new cup of wine. Says the Mishnah Berurah that also hakos lohayadaitu mitchila, because on this new cup of wine he did not have in mind from the beginning, and therefore he requires a new bari priagofen. But if when he made kiddush and he made a bari priagofen, he had in mind to be drinking more wine besides what's poured in his kiddush cup, he will not need to make a new bari priagofen after the wine spills and they pour another cup. He'll just drink right away from another kos without making another bracha. Again, as long as he didn't have any hesek of dibur that has nothing to do with the kiddush. Said katan ayin ches, in the case where the wine spilled. So we said if he had a mind to drink more wine, he doesn't need any new bracha. If he did not have a mind to drink more wine, he needs to pour a new cup and make a new bari priagofen. But either way, he does not need to make a new bracha of kiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah, dekevan shekiddush mitchil al hayayin kadin. Once again, since he made kiddush from the beginning on wine properly, v'gam tam kashir, and he also drank the proper amount, afal pi shelo tam also hakos shekiddush yotza. Even though he did not drink from that kos that he made the kiddush on, he's still going to be yotzei the bracha of kiddush. V'dafka shelo hisiel daito b'intayim. This is only if he did not take his mind off of it in the interim. Avlim kvar yotza mimekoba b'intayim. But if he already left his place in the interim, kodem sheta mikos achir, before he poured the second kos, so he was mesiel das tzarach lachzor l'kadesh, then he would in fact have to go back and make a new kiddush. The whole reason why, if the wine spills and he pours a new cup, he doesn't have to make a new kiddush is because his mind is still on kiddush. But once he leaves the room and he goes to look for more wine and he's Mesi Adas, then in fact he would need to make a new Kiddush as well. Kasu HaPoskim, the Poskim write, Im Kiddush al HaKos. If a person made Kiddush on a Kos, V'sober Shehu Yayin, he thought it was wine, V'nimtza Shehu Chometz Omayim. Turns out the cup was vinegar or water. Yikach Kos Acher Shel Yayin. He must take another Kos of wine, V'yavarach Barei Piragofen V'yikadesh Shenes. He must make two brachos anew. He must make a new Barei Piragofen because the first one was on the vinegar or the water. He makes a Barei Piragofen on the wine. And he must make another Kiddush. Dekevan Shelo Haya Yayin. Since originally it wasn't wine, Nimtza Shelo Kiddush Ala Kos Klal. He didn't make Kiddush. That's not called Kiddush, and you're making it over a cup of vinegar or water. And therefore, in that case, when he pours a new cup of wine, he must make both brachos again. However, if he had in mind from the beginning, when he made his Barei Piragofen on the water or the vinegar, he had in mind to drink more wine besides the wine that he thought was in the cup. So then the Barei Piragofen is chal on the other wine that is there, and he would not need to make a new Barei Piragofen like we said before. Rak l'kadesh, he would only need to make a new bracha of Kiddush. V'chol zen, all this, shenimtza ha-kos mayim, that the cup was found to be water. V'chia gavna, or something similar, dover she'enu mashke klal, something that's not considered a mashke, and he's 100% nayotze his Kiddush. Aval kishenimtza sheichar, oshar mashke shohaya chamar medina bosomakom. But if it made a Barei Piragofen, which was the wrong bracha, but it turns out that it was beer or something else that is considered chamar medina, einu tzarach likach kos acher l'kiddush. He would not need to make another kos to have kiddush on. El yivarech alo shahako v'yishtel. He'll just make a bracha of shahako, the proper bracha on the chamar medina or the beer, and he'll drink it. Because the kiddush he was yotze, he made a proper kiddush over chamar medina, which is allowed. V'hodet tzarach l'kadesh shenis, and that which he requires a new kiddush, dafka shalohoya yayin muchan l'fonov. This is only if there was no wine prepared before him. But if there was wine prepared before him in a vessel on the table, or on the bench at the time of Kiddush, and he had in mind to drink from that wine afterwards, he does not need to make a Kiddush again a second time. Because then we say, it's as if he made Kiddush on all the wine that was prepared before him. So even though in this cup it wasn't wine, but there was other wine there, and the Kiddush is chal on that wine. The yishtem mehen tekef melugmav, and he could drink from them right away in melugmav. The yesh omrim od, and some say even further, to who adinim ein yayin lefanav, even if there was no wine before him. V'haya hapas munach lefanav al hashulchan, but rather there was bread on the table in front of him. So eino tzarach lekadosh mechadosh, a whopping Kiddush, he won't have to make a new Kiddush. He made a bracha on a cup of beer that he thought was wine. He made a Barei Piragofen with Kiddush. Since it was bread in front of him, so the Kiddush is chal on the bread. He doesn't need to make a new Kiddush. El yivtza tekef achara Kiddush al hapas. He could just right away break the bread and have the Kiddush on the bread. V'day b'brichas hamotzi levad, and it's enough just to make a hamotzi, but the Kiddush is covered because again he had in mind to eat that bread, so the Kiddush goes automatically on the bread. V'niridim kiddush kodim netilas shadayim. However, it says in Mishabur, it appears if he made kiddush before he washed his hands, kimenageinu hayom, like our minag is, ain shayach lomer dechala kiddush ala pas. In that case, it's not shayach to say that the kiddush is automatically going to be chal on the bread. He didn't get prepared for the bread. He didn't wash yet. Exactly, the kiddush be going on the bread. He can't even eat it yet. So in that case, it wouldn't work. But the last 2 points we saw in the Mishabur is number one, the biggest kiddush, if he had bread in front of him. So then the Kiddush, even though it was made inappropriately on whatever was in the cup, it's chal automatically on the bread. That's again assuming he washed before the Kiddush. And number two, the smaller Kiddush was if he had other wine in front of him on the table or on the bench, so the Kiddush would automatically be chal on that, even though it's not chal on that which he had in his kos. So if you look in the Shaar Tzion and Pei Vav, the first din, that says that which he needs to make a new Kiddush is if there's no wine in front of him, but if there was wine prepared in front of him on the table, and he had in mind to drink it, the Kiddush is automatically chal on that. That is the sheet of the Taz. The after Mimogin Avram mash mektsas the cholik ala bazeh, and the Shaar Tzion says in Pei Vav, even though from the Mogin Avram it's mashma a little bit, that he argues with the Taz who severely, and he holds the lo mahani zeh rak l'inyan birchas boi pregafim, that which you have wine in front of you and you have mind to drink it only helps you lagabe the boy piragofen, says the Magen Avraham. Avalu le'inyan etzema kiddush, but not lagabe the kiddush. And so too the Maimon Mordechai argues in the Taz straight away. Mikom akom still. Since all these achronim bring down the Taz. Well, Yerav because of the Efsher, the Gamogin Avram moded lahataz biyayin mucha lefanav al shulchan, and El Yerav says it's possible that even the Magin Avram is moded to the taz when the wine is prepared in front of you on the table. The Haradvaz cost of Od Yoser Mizeb is Simon Tachla Mezayin, that the Radvaz goes even further, like we just saw the last sheet of the Mishabura, the Gami Mapas Munach al Shulchan Mahani, even if there was bread on the table, it helps for the Kiddush. Afshalo Hoyo Daito Klal Beis a Kiddush al Apas, even though his mind was not at all on the bread at the time of Kiddush. The Gam the Suffolk Brachosu, and also we say Sabbath Brachos Lahakel, Lachain had Takti Dvarav Lalacha, therefore I brought down the Taz, since all these Achonim go with him, the Radvaz goes even further, therefore Zadachavas Chaim, I brought down the sheet of the Taz. If you look in the Shaarat Zion and Pei Zion, this is going on the Radvaz that says that you don't need a new Kiddush if you had bread in front of you, who divri HaRadvaz? The Tiko Achai, Odom Mechadur brings it down. Vedai, you should know the Bederach Achayim, Hilchos Kiddush, Kosa Behedjil Hepach. The Bederach Achayim writes explicitly the opposite of the Radvaz. Umistabra Kavosei, and it makes sense like the Bederach Achayim, not like the Radvaz. Toho Lohoya Bedaito Klal Kaddish Alapas, Beis Birchas Akiddush. When you made the Brach on the Kiddush, you didn't have in mind at all that it should go on the bread. Toho Ochaz Akos Biado. After all, you were holding a kos in your hand. Umikavan Shumayim. And since that kos, which you thought was wine, turned out to be water, Nisbata La Kiddush Alo. Your Kiddush is totally bottled. It doesn't go automatically onto the bread. The Alko Ponen Bekiddush Kodim Netilas Yadayim. At the very least, if you made Kiddush before you washed your hands, Bevadai Ein Lozas Mipsak Derech HaChaim, for sure, you should not leave the psak of the Derech HaChaim that says you're not Yotzei Kiddush. The Efshur, the Gam HaRadvaz, Mode Bofen Zen, it could be even the Radvaz would admit in this case. It could be the Radvaz only saying it's Kiddush that you made a bracha by Paragofen on wine and the bread is in front of you, the Kiddush automatically goes on the bread, you only need the Hamotzi. It's very likely the Radvaz himself only meant it when you washed your hands before the Kiddush. And that way at least the bread has some shaykhus to the Kiddush that you are making now. Says the Mechaber, Vaiter, one more Mishabura, Sevkotan Ayin Tes. So Sevkotan Ayin Tes says the wine spills, you pour the other cup of wine, you make a new Bayer Pragofen, you do not need to make a new Kiddush, because of a Magen Avram, Im Kidei Shachris Al Sheikhar. If you made Kiddush Shabbos morning on beer, Vinishba Chakos, after the Kiddush the beer spilled, Ein Tzorach Lahavi Achi, you do not need to bring any more. Because there are those who say it's enough that you're making a hamotzi on the bread afterwards, that can be your kiddush during the day. Kiv'egu argues on this. So we have here the last point, the Magen Avraham says, Shabbos morning you made kiddush on beer, the beer spills, so some say that you don't have to make a new kiddush, the hamotzi that you'll make on the bread afterwards for your suda counts as a kiddush. Kiv'egu says it doesn't work. Let's look at note number 90. Note number 90 is the Magen Avraham who says the Kiddush works with just bracha on the bread. The beer divrei Magen Avraham shekosav shekiddush al hasheichar velo kosav shekiddush al yayim. The explanation of this Magen Avraham that he sets up the case that you made Kiddush bedavka on beer Shabbos morning and he doesn't mention anything about wine. Says the Yerabah shirakim kiddush al sheichar. This is only true if you made Kiddush on beer. Shemistome ein lo yayim. Then we could assume the person didn't have wine. So then Yochol Lismach al HaPas. Then he can rely that the Kiddush will be the Hamotzi that he makes on the bread afterwards. Masha Enken Kesh Kiddush al Yayin, which is not the case if he made Kiddush Mitchila on wine and it spilled. Shemistami Yesh Lo Yayin Nosav. There we'll assume he has other wine. The Imkain Osilo Lakadish Lahatchila al HaPas. And therefore he can't make Kiddush get on the bread. So the first point is the Magen Avraham specifically says that the Rabbi chose a case where he made Kiddush on beer and it spilled, then you could be Yotzi your Kiddush with the Hamotzi that you make on the bread Shabbos morning. Because we assume you have no wine, but if you made Kiddush on wine and it spilled and you have other wine, Avada, you can't make Kiddush on the bread. Continues note 90, Vahusif. The Rabbi airs on afterwards, Shemash Shekosav Magen Avraham and Kiddush Shachris. So first he addressed why he said beer, and now he's addressing why he say dafka in the morning. That's because this whole din of making kiddush on beer and it's spilling, the kiddush could be chal on the bread, that is only true during the day, but at night you can't be kiddush on beer. So therefore this whole halacha is only nogea during the day. And therefore the Magen Avraham says, if you made kiddush during the day on beer, the assumption is you had no wine. After the kiddush, which is really just a shahakol, the beer spills, So you don't need to make a new Kiddush, just the Hamotzi that you'll make on the bread will count as your Shabbos Day Kiddush. Rabbi Akiva Eiger argues, note 91, because Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes over here, Shekevan Shaloshasam Ashechar, since you didn't drink from the beer, Nimsa Shalisa Birchasa Levatala, turns out your bracha was Levatala, Vikevan Shevada Loyotza Vikiddush Alakos, and since you were for sure not Yotzi with your Kiddush Alakos, Lama Nismoch Al Ha'omrim Shaddai Bepas, why should we rely on those who say that it's enough to make Kiddush on bread? Says the Mechaber Vayter Sifta Zayin, Lo Yit'amu HaMesuvin Kodem Shiyitim HaMekadesh. Those who are sitting around to be Yotzei the Kiddush with the Mekadesh should not drink before the Mekadesh drinks. When? Imhem Zekukim Lakoso, if they are reliant on his kos. Meaning, two cases. Number one, Sheshofech Mimenu Lakoso Shebiyodam Reikonim O Pegumim. So it's only true that they can't drink before him if they're reliant on his kos, because he's going to pour from his Kiddush kos into their cups that are either empty, or they're pogum, so by pouring his wine into their cups, it's going to fix it from being pogum. But if they had regular cups of wine in front of them, they're being yotzi with his Kiddush, and their cups are good to go, they're not pogum. Then the people around being yotzi can drink their wine before the Mekadesh drinks his wine. Says the Mishabura Sefkotan Pei, Lo Yitam, they shouldn't drink first. Hainu, af shahayu lahem kosas rifnei asman l'shtiyah, even though they had cups in front of them for drinking, since they were pogum, they shouldn't drink before him. Sivkatan pe'alaf o pogum, other pogum. Pogum nikra kishetah misha mehamashkin mitchila. As we know, pogum means a kos that someone drank from those liquids in the cup first. Umavur besiv shacharzev, we're going to see in a moment in Sif Yudzayim. When the cups in the hands of the mesubin are pagum, mitzvah sheyishboch hamekadesh ma'am mikosel otol kosel. Then there's a mitzvah for the mekadesh to pour from his cup into their cups. Shebozei yisakin koson shelo yapagum. That fixes up their cups that they're no longer considered pagum. V'hoel shehem zekukim lekosel. Since they are reliant on his cup, tzrichin lahamten olav sheyito mitchilo. They have to make sure they wait for him to drink first. So to summarize what we just learned in Sif Tazayin, if everyone has their own kos and one person is making Kiddush and their koses are not pogum, then they are allowed to drink before the Mekadesh because they're being Yotzi with his Kiddush with their kos that's in front of them. But if they have either empty cups or they have pogum cups and therefore they're reliant on his wine that he is pouring into their cups, either so they have something to drink or to fix up their koses from being pogum, then they are not allowed to drink from their cups until the Mekadesh drinks from his cup first. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Yud Zayin, Ein Sorach Lishboch Mikos HaMekadesh Lekosos Yayin Shalifnei HaMesuvin Elu Imkein Hayu Pegumen. You do not need to pour from the kos of the Mekadesh into the kosos of the other people that are there unless their cups are pogum. You only need to pour into the other people's kosos if their kosos are pegumen. She'oz Tzorach Lishboch Lekol Kos Vakos. Then he needs to pour into every single cup. Kedei Sheyishdu Kula Mikos Sheinu Pogum, so that they could drink their Kiddush wine from a coast that is not pogum. Says the Mishaburis of Kotam Pei Beis, Sha'oz Tzarech Lishboch, Hainu Kodem Sheyishta HaMavarech. This means he needs to pour into their kosos before he drinks from his kos. Sivkotam Pei Gimel, Kedei Sheyishtu Kulam, so they should all drink from kosos that are not pogum. Even though, like we learned in the last year, everyone drinking is not ma'akev, it's just a mitzvah min ha-muvchor, kidl el basif yudalud, mikom akol mitzvah lechatchila sheyishtu mikosh einu pogum. Still, it is a mitzvah lechatchila that you should drink at least from a kos that is not pogum. A very important shayat zion, peites, ukesh sheshosin kula mikosh al bracha. If everyone around the table is drinking from the kos of the bracha that the Mekadesh made Kiddush on, even though he drank from that actual kos first, mikri mikosh einu pogum. When they then drink from the kos after he drinks from it, that's called drinking from a kos that's not pogum. The chashuvin ki Mekadesh gufa, because the mesubin in that case are considered like the one who made Kiddush himself. V'rakesh eshofech mikoso lekosam, only when he's pouring from his cup to their cups, bo'inan sheyishbo kodem sheyishta ba'atzmo. Then we require that he pours into their cups before he drinks kamo shekasa v'arash. So very important point. And a lot of times a person makes Kiddush and he drinks from the coast right away, so everyone can drink from that same coast. That's not called a coast pogum. They're all considered like the Mekadesh, and it's not a coast pogum. It's only a coast pogum if he drank from it first and then he pours into those cups afterwards, then it's considered pouring into them as a coast pogum. If you look at note 93, he points out, Vim ha-mavarach shofech mekosos, mikoso lokosos ha-reiko shal shar ha-mesubim, if the mavarach pours from his cup to the empty cups of the other mesubim, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Nissen Gralas both say, she'ein tzorach lishvoch lokosom kodem she'ishte. He does not need to pour out from his cup into their empty cups before he drinks. Kevon she'ein lifnei kol echad kos yayim lifnei asmo. Since each person doesn't have his kos of yayim, they can drink from his kos after he drank from it. Even if he pours into their kos, that's fine. Nechshav adover kiulu kulam shosim mikos. So we view it as if they're all drinking from his kos, like the Shaar Tzion just told us in the Katan Peites. V'chol divrei mishavura kan, and all the words of the Mishnah will be here that he must pour it up before he drinks it. Only in a case where everyone has in front of them a kos pogum, so then if you want to fix it up with the kos of the Mekadesh, you must pour it into their koses before he drinks. But if they have empty cups, he could drink first and pour into the empty cups, and certainly if they're drinking from his cup itself, so they could drink after he drinks, that's not considered drinking from a kos pogum. That concludes Simen Reish Ayin Aleph and Mirtz Hashem, and the next year we'll begin the new Simen, Simen Ayin Reish Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.